There are growing concerns around the globe about the Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. The World Health Organization saying the epidemic is outpacing their efforts. ABC's Rena Roy has the latest.
Health officials are racing to contain the rapidly growing Ebola outbreak in Central Africa. Just 1 week after declaring Ebola a global public health emergency, the World Health Organization admitting the outbreak is outpacing its efforts.
Not only is it difficult to test for, but right now it's spreading in these communities faster than health officials can keep up with, and it's likely larger than documented.
The WHO sending supplies to the Democratic Republic of Congo, where officials suspect at least 200 people have died from the virus. This UN plane bringing protective equipment for health workers, medication, and tents for triage. The European Union and UNICEF sending 100 tons of supplies, including testing kits. Several countries, including the U.S., now are tightening travel restrictions. Americans coming from affected areas can only enter through airports in Atlanta, Washington Dulles, and Houston, and they're required to undergo enhanced screenings, including temperature checks. Non-citizens are banned from traveling here at all if they've been to the impacted areas in the last 3 weeks. At least 10 African nations have been warned they now have an elevated transmission risk. With the FIFA World Cup less than 3 weeks away, fears are growing that the virus could spread beyond Central Africa.
And now, despite the warnings and fears, health officials stress that the global Ebola threat remains low.